In the short time that we have tonight, I'd like to share with you a perspective that can totally transform your experience of the Seder. In particular, your experience, your thought, your kavana in Achilas Matzah. There are two mitzvos d'oraisa that we fulfill, that we focus on Leila Seder. So obviously, the first one is the kiyam of Achilas Matzah, which the Rambam tells you in source number one, is mitzvah saseh min haTorah lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asar sheneimar be'erev tochlu matzos. There is a din d'oraisa bizman hazeh to eat matzah. Matzah bizman hazeh is d'oraisa, and the Chasam Sofer tells you in the Tshuvas here, this is in the Hashmatos, the end of Choshen Mishpat, in Kuf Tzadi Vav, the inyan, there's a special inyan that there is a mitzvah saseh shal achilas matzah mishumeres b'leil pesach hi yechida nish'eres lanu mikol mitzvah achila shebechol haTorah. There is only one mitzvah asei d'oraisa of eating the entire year, bizman hazeh. Chasam Sofer says the mitzvah of matzah is distinct, because today, unfortunately, no longer do we have kachim or truma or masa sheni. This is it. Your one mitzvah achila is achilas matzah. So, of course, that's one mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the other major mitzvah d'oraisa that we are engaged in at the Seder? That's right, the mitzvah of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. So if you have on your small draft Haggadah here on page 3, how many times do we emphasize the role of Dibur, of Sipur, of Haggadah, of telling? All over the place. Mitzvah Aleinu L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Hayu Asaper B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Afata Emor Lo, you take out the teeth, having to do with speech, V'Amarta Elov, V'Igadat Alabincha, V'Yer Mitzrayim, Anosal P'ya Dibur, this is all Dvarim Yiduim. Right? These are all Dvarim Yiduim. The mitzvah of Achila and the mitzvah of Sipur. Now this idea, there's this mitzvah of Sipur that relates to speech, has to do with the essence of the emancipation, the chayrus of Leila Seder. Rav Soloveitchik has an essay that was printed in Tradition. You have it on source number 4, where he quotes a Zohar. Rav Soloveitchik was an expert in every area of Torah, including Nistar. So he quotes a lengthy passage in the Zohar, which you have in the translation. He put the translation here in this essay called Redemption, Prayer, and Talmud Torah, where he explains that the Zohar teaches that when we were in Mitzrayim, you know what was in Golos? Our speech. Speech was in Golos. So Memela, it makes sense why on Seder night we are so focused on the mitzvah of speech. So we're eating matzah, the achilas matzah, the matzah that we ate with the Korban Pesach, the matzah that we ate when we left Mitzrayim, and we're speaking because this koach hadibur is what we are celebrating when we left.
Really?
Yeah.
When you say it was in Golos, it was not with them.
So I gave you the whole Zohar here.
I read it.
So we're going to read the same Zohar, and exactly, we're going to leave it at that. Yeah, there are different layers, you could say, for whatever that means. And we're going to have to leave that to the Yodei Chain to know what that Zohar means. But what's really fascinating, and this is already in the Rishonim, but last year, Rav Asher Weiss, in his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, he worked on this question of the relationship between these two mitzvos. Meaning, what is the connection between the Achila, let's say the Achilas Matzah specifically, Mitzvah Daraisa, and the Sipur, the eating? So one way, which is what he's focused on, if you're interested in this first piece, is to think about the statement of Rami Gamliel: Kol shelo amar shel shem dvarim alelu bePesach lo yotzei de chovasa. If you didn't say these three things and explain why we eat Pesach matzah maror, you weren't yotzei yechova. You weren't yotzei yechova of what? So the majority opinion is you weren't yotzei yechova of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. But there already are a couple of Rishonim, and he quotes here some Achronim in the Haggadahs who say you weren't yotzei yechiyav of Pesach matzah maror. So some Rishonim say it's not Bishlei Muso, but you're seeing here that there's this link. There's a connection between the Maisa Achila and the Sipur. So what is that? How do we understand that? So the idea of Dibur, of speech, is well known to us in terms of its capacity. The Rebbeinu created the world, page number 7. What did Chazal tell us? That's right, Basar Ma'amaros. It's a Mishnah, it's developed in the Gemara. 10 sayings. And this idea of speech is not just the creation of the world, it's of course the defining quality of human being. There's a beautiful book. I gave you a couple of pages of it from Rabbi Steinsaltz, Zichrono Livracha, called Simple Words, where he points out that the definition of a human being is based on the unkelis, Vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim. What does unkelis say? Ruach mamalama. A speaking spirit. What it means to be human is to speak. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the entire world with speech, and he created the human being, the microcosm, to be a speaking individual. And this is what the Maharal explains in the Gevurah Hashem. In that context, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being a kavad peh. The Maharal explains that the malach, satra al piv, means that when he comes out to the world, all of a sudden, piv meaning the capacity for speech. That's what you have here in the beginning of the 28th parak on the Gevurah Hashem. But now comes the deeper level, and this is, I think, really the kernel of everything. The Maharal explains in Source 11, this is in his Chidush HaGadol, this is his commentary on Zvachim, he says that speech is associated with a very deep part of reality. It's a bechina that we call das. Das. How would you translate das in English? Knowledge. Knowledge. Which is why that speech and das are connected, which is why he's talking about, you know, God forbid, you know, the three averas, gimel, averas, chamuras, but Chazal say those gimel, averas, chamuras are connected. One avera, which is mamish, the equivalent of all those averas, chamuras, which is, what's that? That's right, lashon hara. It's abuse of your speech. Why is lashon hara such a fundamental problem? Because Maharal explains that the dibur, on the top of the page, he explains, dibur tzorach shiye ayde koach hanefesh shepoeles tunuas halashon. The dibur is the expression and the manifestation of the nefesh. It is a bechina of das, of knowledge. What does that mean? It is a bechina of das. What is das? Right? On the simple level, when you speak, you have an idea and you formulate it in your mind and you express it verbally. Right? You organize the letters and the thoughts and the paragraphs, the sentences, and you say it. But das, that is really, it's a very deep concept, if you think about it for a second, in contrast to another word that is similar but very different. Das and dibur, das is knowledge. What is chachma? Wisdom. Or you could translate it maybe in a more modern context as information. What is the difference between chachma and das? Between information and knowledge? What's the difference?
Well, knowledge has to be acquired.
Okay.
It has to be acquired through experience and through study. Okay? But chachma, you have to use your chachma to use your knowledge.
So das, you're saying, is acquired, meaning...
You can't just sit there and have it absorbed. You have to work it.
So you had to use the word acquired, absorbed. How else would you describe das? It's processed. There's a connection. Think about the first time that das appears in the Tanakh as a verb. Right? Rav Tzadok explains, anytime you want to understand the root of something, you always look the first time it appears in the Chumash. Vayeda Adam eschava ishto. There was an intimate connection. Das is absorbing. That's knowledge. Information are facts, but they're external. Rav Kook explains this idea in the Siddur. If you look on page 12, in a sensational pshat, in the chait of Adam Arishon, he says, look, you see where the arrow is on page 12? It's the bottom of the Olas Riya toward the end of Likutim. Kasavnu she'inyan eitz hadas garam kol zeh. What is that? Shehevdel bein chachma v'das. What's the difference between chachma, information, and das, knowledge? Chachma nikra shemakir hadavar. You recognize it. Yodea erko, you understand its value. Vinim shaluch lo b'mihiras gemur. You have great clarity. What happens? then Vidas Nikra, Acharei Shehemik B'chachma, after you delved into that information, V'nimshach Acharei Adavar Shachachma Echlitaso, V'nidbak B'kol Kolchosav, Shehem Levad Me'achachma. You become attached to it. Information is external, it's detached. Das becomes absorbed, becomes acquired, it becomes part of you. Rav Kook says, smashing pshat. He says, what happened? There was a tree, there was an eitz that had tov and ra. And guess what? It's okay that there would be in the world, in Olam Hazda, the Ribbono Shel Olam created a metzias of tov and ra. You know how you're supposed to relate to tov and ra? You're supposed to treat it with chachma. It should be external to you. You see the ra, you analyze it, you relate to it, but you don't imbibe it. The chait of Adam Rishon was that he ate from the eitz that was me'urav, tov and ra. So now, his relationship with ra is a little too close for comfort because he absorbed the ra. This is the problem. Amazing pshat from Rav Kook in the pshat of eating from the Eitz Hadas, because eating is the yisod of das. Das is about absorbing. It's about identifying with it. It's about becoming part of you. So here's the suggestion. If we understand, like the Maharal said, and others say this as well, the Karakemach, that your dibur, your koach of speech, comes from your das, from your ability to internalize an idea, to germinate it, and then express it. So your dibur is your das. It's something that you really connect to. When you say it, you're really connecting. It's coming from within you. Then, in some way, the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is a tikkun of, what's it tikkun of? The chait of the Eitz Hadas. Well, guess what? If you look on page 15, there's a fascinating Haggadah from the Eshel Avram of Buchach. I just saw this a couple of days ago. I never saw this before, this Haggadah. I was on an airplane and I had my Otzar HaChachma, so I was just looking like, what interesting Haggadahs. There are zillions. I happened to come across the Eshel Avram of Buchach's Haggadah. I saw this line. It's unbelievable. What does he say? Matzah, and this is known in the world of Chassidus, matzah is neged tikkun de'achilas Adam HaRishon. When you eat matzah, you are misaking the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Why? One opinion the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what was the Eitz Hadas? It was wheat. It was chita. So you're eating matzah is a tikkun from the Eitz Hadas. What's the pshat? He says, Sheikar pagamo haya ba'achol me'etz hadas, gam shelo haya poshea kol kach, mikomakam hari ochal ma'ashe mazik, v'atikon shmir mehazik. This is the pshat, perhaps. On Seder night, the mitzvah of achila, that's a tikkun for the etz hadas. The mitzvah of sipur, using your dibur, that's a tikkun for the etz hadas. Because what are we trying to accomplish on Seder night? Why do you need to make a Seder? Why don't you just have a script and say, God took us out of Egypt. We should all read Parshas Bo, Parshas B'Shalach, V'Gamarnu. You have to have taste. You have to have smell. You have to have She'ila U'tshuva. You have to have Sipur. Because it has to become a part of you. The whole point of Pesach night, of the Seder, is that your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should move from the realm of Chachma to the realm of Das. That we should feel that that relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes part of us through Das. And so, of course, you need to do Achila, just like the Achila Seitz HaDas, and you need to use your Dibur, like the Maharal explains, because your Dibur is an expression of your Das. A person could go their whole life and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Rachman al-Islam, on the level of Chachma, which, as many point out, is Koach Ma. Koach Ma. Does Chachma have any ability to move you? Does it have any power? Lahavdil, lahavdil, v'alfei abdolos. Math. There are some people, they're very good at math. They love math. They're good with numbers. But does math inspire moral development? Does math transform your relationships? Does math affect the type of person you are? Math is chachma. It's information. A person can live with the Ribbono Shel Olam on the level of chachma. But that's koachma. That doesn't transform. That doesn't uplift. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to give you a night of the Seder. The whole tachlis of this night is that when you walk away, our relationship, he says, should be on the level of das. Adam HaRishon, the Eish HaAvraham B'Bichash says, he wasn't paying attention. There was no das. He wasn't mamish connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he would have been, he would have been paying attention. He wouldn't even, he would have had 100 other trees. It wasn't on the level of das. His relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was superficial. It was on the level of chachma. It was just information. What's the mark of a beautiful Seder? What's the mark of the kiyum of achilas matzah? What's the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That we should create an experiential evening that we absorb the emuna. We eat the nama de behenusa because we want to be at that level of das. We want to, what did you say before? Acquire it. We want to absorb it. That is the goal of the Seder. So if you ask someone, what's the Ikar Mitzvahs Leila Seder? So they might tell you the Ikar Mitzvah is the Achila. They might tell you the Ikar Mitzvah is the Sipur. But really, the shorish of both of them, the Ikar Mitzvah, is Yediyas Hashem. Leida, to feel, to absorb the reality, Sheyesha Matzui Rishon, that there is a Borei Olam, that we have a connection, and that's what animates our life. So we're going to thank everyone for coming. Happy to take it afterwards, but I know we're Mekatzer tonight. But this is really the takeaway, to make sure that at the end of our Seder, we get to that level of Echad Mi Yodea, who knows the Ribbono Shel Olam, a level of Das.